This one is Judy, J-U-D-Y, Holman, H-O-L-M-A-N, 527-58, 7/30/2024, 66-year-old woman originally from St. Augustine, Texas. St. Augustine, A-U-G-S-T-I-N-E, Texas, single, has two children, 40 and 46, period. In the paragraph, she's done all types of works in the past. She suffers from end-stage congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction. She has a history of smoking and tobacco abuse, but has not used any in some time. Patient's previous problems include hypertension, COPD, lung disease, CHF, long COVID, or two dependency. Family history, mom died of my dad died of cancer, allergy, none. Medication, Lasix 40 milligram a day, Losartan 50 milligram a day, ProAir 4 times a day. Symbicort inhaler 2 puffs a day, albuterol PRN per nebulizer treatment, Jardiance 100 milligram a day, Protonix 40 milligram a day, Coric 25 BID, Aldactone 25 once a day, Ambien 5 milligram a day, and Trazodone 50 milligram for sleep. Surgery, hernia operation, shortness of a review of system, weakness, shortness of breath, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, O2 dependency, cardiac cachexia, low ejection fraction, PND, orthopnea, weakness, class 4, American Heart Association, class 4. Patient's awake, alert, is able to give me good history, but is short of breath. Patient's O2 sets 100% on room air. Oh, pulse is 88, respiration is 18, and clip on. Heart positive, small positive, stoop. With an S3 gallop, lungs, fear on, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Or a mucosa with an lesion. Low extremity shows edema 2 plus. Hush! Positive PND noted. Decreased pulses noted. Neurological non-focal, neurolateralizing findings noted. Assessment, 66-year-old woman with end-stage CHF, decompensated. Schedule a class, American Heart Association class 4, NYHA, New York Heart Association of class 4, associated with shortness of breath, O2 dependency, history of long COVID. Also has a history of COPD, chronic lung disease. Patient has asked to be taken care of at home. She does not want to go back to her physician to get medications refilled and doesn't want to go back to the hospital ever again. She wants to die at home, she tells me. She definitely has need for provider services and bowel and bladder incontinence, and because of bowel and bladder incontinence and ADL dependency, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient tells me that she has a low ejection fraction. Those records are not known to me at this time. I recommend increasing her Lasix to 40 milligram twice a day, elevating her legs to help with symptoms of orthopnea, PND, and uncontrolled congestive heart failure. Thank you.